This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at southdakotachannel.org.
Senate Commerce will come to order. Commerce and Energy, rather, will come to order. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senators Bradford.
Here.
Hagar.
Here.
Nordstrup.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Sutton.
Here.
Greenfield.
Here.
And Kurt is excused. There is a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. We have a number of new faces in the room, and it's good to see everybody here. I suggested to my shadow that the room would clear out, and it did, but we have a lot of new faces from the previous meeting time. We only have one bill that we will take action on today. We have another one that we'll hear a brief bit of testimony on, and then we will defer action on that until next Thursday. I would ask for the shadows who are here today with the Korean Technical Service Organizations to come forward and introduce themselves, and we'll start with mine, so I'll hand the microphone over to her.
Hi, my name is Lizzie Hansen. I'm currently serving as the State President for Future Business Leaders of America, and I'm from Redfield, South Dakota.
And her brother used to terrorize my baseball teams. Are there others? Come on up, and you can come to the microphone at the table.
I'm Abby Leiden, and I'm from Winter, South Dakota, and I'm the current State Vice President of Chapter Recognition for FCCLA.
Thank you for being here. Other shadows that happen to be here?
My name is Alyssa Milkey. I am the high school parliamentarian for Skills USA, and I'm from Aberdeen.
Thank you for being here. Any others? I see what I think are some students in the back. Where are you folks from?
Hamlin.
Okay, gotcha. Welcome from your senator. Yeah, right. All right. With that, I would remind anybody who's here today to please silence your cell phones. If you have computers, laptops that are on, please make sure that the sound is down so that we don't have any distractions as we proceed. I'm going to call for testimony on... Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the previous meeting? Been moved by Senator Hagar, seconded by Senator Sharma to approve the minutes of our previous meeting. Those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. That motion has passed. Now I will call for testimony on Senate Bill 115, an act to permit car rental companies to include certain fees in a rental agreement. Welcome, Senator Tiedemann.
Yes, Senator Larry Tiedemann, District 7, Brookings, South Dakota. And again, most of the testimony has been given on Senate Bill 115, but this is more of an update. At the last meeting, it was kind of directed that we work with Department of Revenue to draft a letter that could be sent to the company in question. That process has been done. The letter is drafted. We're waiting for a response from the company. They have a number of attorneys that have to look at all the commas and the periods. And so we had asked that you defer action on this until next Thursday. And I think Allison Jarris from Department of Revenue can also kind of explain the process. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Any further comments on that issue? Ms. Jarris, welcome.
Thank you, Senator. Allison Jarris for the South Dakota Department of Revenue. Yes, the Senator and I have visited briefly in regards to the progress that we are making. Last week, immediately after committee, the department sent off a request to the company asking for what they're looking for direction specifically to and how we can assist them. We received a response this Tuesday asking for a explanation of our testimony from the department. We sent that off immediately Wednesday morning. We're sending everything through their lobbyist, Diana Miller. She's been nothing but helpful in getting this done. She's waiting for her client to respond. So the department is very happy to hold off and continue working with the company to come to a resolution.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Any further comments? Anybody have any questions as to where we're at? All right, I'm Senator Bradford. He's just laughing. Okay. I am going to exercise the prerogative of the chair in holding this over until next Thursday, and that also indicates my intention to not call for a meeting on Tuesday. So the Commerce Committee gets that little reprieve as well. So thank you for the efforts that you've undertaken in order to bring this issue to a fair resolution. We appreciate the department and the senator and the lobbyists for their efforts. And with that, you are dismissed, sir. My pass along greetings to the folks in Appropriations and let them know that if I can get down there to testify on my bill, I will. Okay, thank you. And yeah, we do have one page here right now. I ask you to come forward and introduce yourself. Tell us where you're from and where you're going.
Okay, I'm Lacey Steiger. I'm from Glenham, South Dakota, which is by Mobridge, South Dakota. And I am, hopefully, I'm touring USD tomorrow, so I'll decide whether I'm going to go there or not. And I'm going to study international affairs. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for serving us, and best wishes to you as you spread your wings and fly. With that, we are down to House Bill 1210, an act to revise certain provisions regarding on-sale alcoholic beverage licenses for municipal auditoriums and convention halls, and to declare an emergency. Good morning, Senator White. We are now entertaining proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members, Senator Jim White, District 22, Kingsbury, Beadle County. I bring before you today House Bill 1210, and just a little bit of background on it before we get into the actual request of the bill. Approximately 3 weeks ago or 1 month ago, whatever it is, it's been very recent. The city was notified that the convention center that had been a part of the city properties at one time and had just been purchased from another source about 6 months ago. They were notified that the new owners were closing the liquor side of the convention center and also the food side, and that they had sent back the liquor license because they didn't intend to move forward with that. Since, when, if you've been affiliated with the convention center business, you're usually out 6 months to 12 months in advance planning activities such as wedding dances and State B basketball tournaments and whatever. This put the city in a real bind, since when you go out and solicit a convention, there's always that concept there that it's going to be food and the possibility of some type of nourishment throughout the session, if it's deemed appropriate. This was all of a sudden discontinued at this notice within a 1 week period of time. So we took a look at the statute that governed this part of the opportunities that would alleviate this problem, and came upon the statute that you'll see in 1210 there, and thought, well, this is the statute that will allow the convention center to operate a liquor opportunity for the particular event that's happened. But as we read through it, we saw that in order to qualify, it had to be a population of over 35,000 people in order to offer this opportunity. And it was something that was drawn to my attention immediately, as the city attorney said, we probably need some help here. And so we came in, visited with both the revenue and the liquor establishments about the potential of just eliminating that 35,000 number. And in fact, it was encouraged by the municipality grouping to that it was probably a fair activity in the first place, as everyone should probably have that opportunity. And so what you see in House Bill 1210 is that we're just drawing a line through that portion of it, which is have to have a minimum of 35,000, and requesting that it go forward without any number there. Also, as we looked at it, it didn't cover sporting goods, our sporting activities. So it didn't encompass that. On the other side, as we visited with liquor people, they had a concern that this would be perceived as in competition with local bars. And we did not want that. If you'll see, as you read through the bill, it's a restricted liquor opportunity for the convention center for 1 hour before the event and concludes at the end of the event. Therefore, it is not actually in competition with the bars. And so the liquor lobbyists were comfortable that it didn't infringe in that part of it. Basically, it's a quite simple request. We tried to address the areas of concern with the areas that would be impacted on it. And I think that we have some testimony that will touch base on that. So I'll stand by for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator White. Further proponent testimony. Good morning.
Good morning,
Mr.
Chairman.
Good to see you.
Members of the committee. My name is Paul Elward, and I am the mayor of the city of Huron, and I'm here today to speak in support of HB 1210. We are the owners of the event center. The city owns the event center, and if any of you have been there, you will know that it is attached to the Huron Arena and also attached to the Crossroads Hotel. It was actually on January 28th, we were notified by the company that now owns the motel, the bar, and the restaurant. It's a company from Texas. They notified us that as of January 31st, they would no longer operate the bar, the restaurant, or do any of the convention catering. So we had 3 days to try to put together some way to host the events that were already booked for the event center. They have, as Senator White said, turned in their liquor license. So this was one of the opportunities that we saw that may help us alleviate that problem. There are numerous events that, such as weddings, conferences, conventions. Senator White mentioned the State B girls basketball tournament. We also have a large dart and pool tournament coming up that uses all of the facilities, all three of those facilities. It's probably one of the largest events that we host in a year's time. So these are all coming up. These have all been booked. This weekend, the state state Legion conference is in here, and about 250 people are attending that. So we saw this as a way that would help the city get through this problem. We don't see it as a long-term solution, but possibly a short-term solution until maybe we can get a new operator in on the bar and restaurant. So we would hope that you could give us favorable consideration on this bill. And if you have any questions, I'll stand by for questions.
Thank you, Mr.
Thank
Mayor.
You. Good seeing you.
Good to see you as well. He is also a Hall of Fame softball umpire for those who are fans of the sport. Further proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative Werner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and committee. Representative Dick Werner from Beadle and Kingsbury, and also reside in the city of Huron. I want to offer a little history on this bill. It was originally put in statute in 1976, and it had the 35,000 population limit at that time. It was primarily intended for, let me back up, I'm also the House Prime. So it was primarily intended for airports and had limited convention activities allowed under it. And then there was various amendments over the year or additions to it to enhance the convention scenario. But the 35,000 was never changed. So here we are 40 years later, and we're still at that 35,000 threshold, which affects the same two communities as it did 40 years ago. However, things have changed. Many communities, including Huron, because I was on the committee, have added convention halls or event centers. And in most cases, they're attached to private-owned facilities. So it's not just a Huron situation that we're trying to, and that's one of the deals, is you never really look at a law until you see a need to maybe it should be changed. So I want to encourage you that it's not just a Huron deal. It is for all the communities that have built convention centers that attach to private facilities to be able to allow them to do it. The other thing I want to point out, and it's not effective in this committee, but we will need support on the floor, similar to what we had on the House side, because it has the emergency clause to it, to be able to move that forward. So thank you, Mr. Chair and committee members.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponents? Morning, Ms. Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Yvonne Taylor with the South Dakota Municipal League. We are in support of this bill. I can tell you, as a group that organizes any number of statewide meetings every year, not having this kind of amenity available means that we would not use that facility. And we have been in here in a number of times. It's a beautiful facility, and so we hope to go back. I would also say that we think that it is a fairness issue. We don't feel that the two largest cities should have advantages that are not allowed to the Yanktons and the Aberdeens and the spearfishes of South Dakota. And so we think this is a good bill in many respects. It's a true emergency situation in Huron, and we hope you'll support it. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there further proponents? Further proponents on House Bill 1210? Seeing none, we'll open it up for opponent testimony. Any opponents? Seeing none, I'll open it up for committee questions. Senator Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering, maybe Representative Werner would like to answer this if you know. The 35,000 population that's in this bill, do you know what the necessity of that specific number was? Because it's obviously so large that applies to...
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Please.
I've asked various... people about that, including the previous proponent, and nobody really knows specifically. Again, it was tailored more towards airports at that time, and those cities had facilities that would serve alcohol in their airports at that time, so I'm guessing that was the reason. Whoever drafted the bill had some good insight that it would, that those two communities would still be the only two communities 40 years later. However, again, it does have convention center aspects to it now that have changed dramatically over that 40 years.
Follow up, please, Senator.
What is the population of Huron, just out of curiosity?
We're growing. It's in that 12,000 range.
Thank you. Other questions of the committee? Chair. Senator Sharma.
Thank you. Senator White, if I could. Could you define for me who has the authority to decide whether alcohol will be served at an event? For example, it says theater. You have the Missouri Traveling Theater Group doing children's theater on an afternoon performance. That may be an event where it might be restricted. And then maybe even the Class B basketball tournament, of course, is a high school student type event. Who has the authority to determine whether alcohol will be sold at those events or not?
Mr. Chair.
Please, Senator.
This license has to be applied through the city.
Correct.
That's correct.
Senator Sharma, would you like to address the question to the mayor relative to your concerns over alcohol being available at youth events?
That's a brilliant idea, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor. Are you familiar with the question, or do you need it restated?
I think I can answer the question, Mr. Chairman. Senator, if this bill should pass and we were to apply for one of these licenses, it would be the city that would determine. Now, you mentioned the High School Activities Association. Of course, if their wish was done, we wouldn't do that because we want to have them come back again. So we would work with whoever is putting on the event. But most weddings, most conferences, most conventions would like alcohol served.
And, Senator, did you have a follow-up? Mr. Mayor, or maybe any council who's here, can you enlighten us as to whether in the past, before you experienced the issue that is contained within this bill, has alcohol ever been available at a sporting event, at a high school sporting event?
Mr. Chairman, there has been alcohol available, not in the event center, but in the adjoined bar.
Understood.
So in the event center itself, as far as I know, there has been no alcohol served in that facility.
Sure. And just, you know, a follow-up, because I know it was a concern of the, you know, a few of those here on the committee. And we had an issue last week that spoke to the issue as well. We would just encourage the city and the High School Activities Association not to allow for the presence of alcohol at those events that involve those students who are in the minority, or those people who are in the minority. Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Senator Hager.
Maybe I can just ask you a question since you're sitting there anyway.
Okay.
So the city owns this event center, and the city will also be issuing the on-sale license, correct?
I'm sorry, Senator, if you're speaking of this license that we're talking about, this would be owned by the city. And so if we wanted to hire someone to do the actual serving, we could enter into a contract with them to do that. I don't see the city probably doing that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Follow-up.
Follow-up, please.
So just for clarification, this is a city convention center. The convention center is owned by the city. And then also the city has the authority to give a license to the city's convention center. Is that more clear?
Senator.
I'll ask the mayor if that's been clarified adequately.
If this bill is passed and the city applied for this license, it would be the city's license. We could hire Senator Greenfield to come in and serve the alcohol at any event, or whoever we would contract with.
Mr. Chairman, follow up.
Mr. Mayor, I want to stipulate that I'm not interested in working very hard, but I am interested in the cash that I might be able to make. So we can talk terms.
Okay, that's fair.
Senator Hager.
So I think what I'm questioning and maybe getting at a bit is this is a city event function. The event center, the structure, is city owned. And then the city, in turn, is the authority who would offer the license. I'm questioning now, my next question, if that is correct, is you have a city council that would offer those licenses?
Yes, anything that would be contracted would have to go through the city council.
Thank you. Further questions, Senator Bradford.
I don't know if this is a question. Maybe it's I happen to have been around when rodeo was put into this. And at the time, the excess of $35,000 was put in because only those cities had a big enough convention center to put a rodeo on in it. So that it, that was why that was kind of put in there. And, but my point is, would the city itself be doing all it? They wouldn't sub this out maybe to a private outfit to do this and just supervise it, or would the city itself?
Well, Senator.
Please go ahead.
Before this happened with the situation we're in now, we had a management agreement with the owners of the Crossroads Hotel, Bar, and Restaurant to service all events. So they hired the people that worked the events. They hired the chefs. They hired the bartenders. They brought in whatever they were serving. The city had nothing to do with it one way or the other. We didn't make any money on it. It was just for the convenience of our event center and to bring people into Huron. And that's what we would like to get back to, if possible.
Thank you. Any further questions of the committee?
Mr. Chair.
Senator Sharma, please.
Mr. Mayor, if you would. Is it so in the previous agreement, the name of the facility you mentioned, they held the alcohol license for, is it a separate license for the convention center from their business?
The license that they operated under was called a convention license, but it had to be a convention hall that could seat 400, and it had to be attached to a hotel or motel that had 100 or more rooms. That's what they operated under.
So let me speculate a little bit, and then you can tell me whether I'm on the mark here. The city is now faced with not having a vendor for that facility. They would be utilizing that license to get that, bridge the gap, if you will, until a permanent vendor could apply for a license under contract for that particular venue.
Senator,
please go ahead.
That would be ideal. That's what we would like to get back to. Right now, we're trying to do a stop gap. We have all these events scheduled, and we're trying to fulfill all the requirements that they were promised. And again, that's I didn't mention, but that is the reason for the emergency clause.
Thank you. Any further questions of the committee? I would allow Senator White the opportunity to come forth and attempt to clarify any loose ends that exist.
Just want to, as we talked about, this is a restricted license to the event, and it has to be applied to the city commission for the opportunity to serve alcohol at that event. So it's a restricted. It isn't. They don't have a bar open all the time. And so they make application. It's somewhat like in a lot of communities where they're going to have a picnic, and they want to serve out in the park, and they want to serve alcohol. They apply to the city commission for a permit to have alcohol there. There will be, if there's guidelines that need to be addressed on it, it'll be established with the city commission, with the people that are putting that event on. But in most cases, it's a continuation of the services that have been available. It's just that it's only restricted to that event. So that's why we wanted to make sure that the bar owners in the community did not see it as a competition to their off-sale business on a day-to-day basis. Does that clear up some of the ideas or thought processes on it? Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Any further questions of the committee? Seeing none, I'll close it to committee questions and open it up for committee discussion and or action.
Mr.
Chair. Senator Sharma.
I move to pass.
Second. Been moved to pass by Senator Sharma, seconded by Senator Hager. Comments on that motion, Senator?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think it's clear that this is a practice that's been taking place. It's taken place without any complications or conflict. And this is just a way to provide them the opportunity to continue to operate in the way that they have and remove that the item in there that says that it's restricted to communities above 35,000. So on that basis, I will be voting for the bill.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Senator Bradford.
Well, I think it's a good deal and a help, because I know that the smaller, what I call the smaller cities in the state, have a trouble enough without losing what they can gain by having these kinds of events. And too many times they will have some hoops that they can't. And we all know they can. They will, as a city, they were well managed. And I just think it's a good idea, and I hope it can be put in force right away, because I would imagine they have things coming up. So,
thank you. Further discussion. I would like to thank Senator Bradford, too, for his historical perspective on this issue. Senator White, I think in his testimony, referenced the law, or Representative Warner, the law had been passed in 1976, but you referenced the discussion surrounding rodeo, and that did occur back in 2008, and I didn't remember that. So as you may have surmised, too, this is not Senator Bradford's first rodeo. Any further discussion?
Yes, I want to tell.
All right, Senator Bradford.
I happen to have had the privilege of moving. I was on the board at the time, and I moved the National Little Britches Rodeo and to 1 year at Fort Pier and 1 year at Huron. So I not only had a little experience at Huron, it was in rodeo. So,
thank you. There being no further discussion, I will ask the secretary to call the roll. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed will say no.
Senators Sutton.
Aye.
Bradford.
Aye.
Sharma.
Aye.
Hagar.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
And Kurt is excused, so the vote is unanimous.
House Bill 1210, I believe.
Mr. Chairman,
One moment, please.
Okay.
The due pass motion on House Bill 1210, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is declared passed. And it's been moved by Senator Shormer, seconded by Senator Hagar, to place House Bill 1210 on consent. Senator Sutton.
Point of order. I don't think we can put it on consent with emergency clause.
That is correct. Thank you. Thank you. However, if there is a... this would be a very unique situation, but if there is something that is coming up on the horizon before this bill could take effect, you know, before the governor could sign it, there would be an opportunity to consider suspending the rules for taking it up. I don't know if there's anything this week, but I recognize the very unique situation that you folks are in.
I'm sensitive to that. Under the circumstances, I'd hate to ask for a suspension of rules.
Okay. So I'll trust that there's nothing coming up this weekend.
Well, there is, but I think they've made arrangements for that.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. All right. Any further business to come before the committee? Seeing none, again, I'd like to thank those of you who have attended. For those high school students who are here, we talk about a lot of issues relative to banking and insurance. And every so often we venture into the discussion on alcohol licenses. It's a very interesting discussion when that ensues, because you have a lot of different concerns about who's competing with who and what how these discussions may or may not devalue somebody else's license, the worth of somebody else's license. So commerce and energy, it deals with a myriad of issues generally surrounding business and as you might expect, wind industry and other energy type issues. So But again, thank you for being here. It may not have been the most riveting testimony, but it's why we're sent here. We're sent here to solve problems. And I guess if you look back at the date in which this received its first reading, it was February 3rd. The wheels, and that was in the House. So the wheels have turned very rapidly on this issue. And, been at the request of the two legislators who testified on the bill. They said that we've got a time-sensitive issue that needs to be dealt with very rapidly. So the wheels have turned rapidly on this issue. And I guess that is a testament to our ability to get work done here, whereas some legislatures and some governing bodies don't move nearly so rapidly. A motion to adjourn would be in order. Oh, and I would remind you folks that we will not meet on Tuesday. We will plan our next meeting for next Thursday. Senator Shorma.
One last comment. With all due respect, I have to disagree. I felt that Senator White's comments were quite riveting. Thank you.
The issue may not have been riveting, but the testimony certainly was. Thank you. Motion to adjourn by Senator Bradford, seconded by Senator Sutton. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed will say no. We are adjourned.